So this was Island, ein Symphonie in 10 Sätze by Hermann Nitsch. And I feel like this idea of non-playing or the sort of anti-ability of music seems to be a reoccurring theme in a lot of these works that Dieter Roth and Dieter Roth Verlag celebrated. When I saw the piece by Hermann Nitsch and read the word symphony, it immediately made me think of this orchestra, the British orchestra called Portsmouth Sinfonia, which someone showed me quite a few years ago. And because they coined the term sinfonia, it was a British orchestra founded in Portsmouth School of Art in 1970, and the orchestra had one simple dogma, which was that while fulfilling all the roles of a sort of traditional symphony orchestra, the one exception was that none of the players were allowed to play instruments that they knew how to play. And they would then go on to tackle the sort of great masterpieces of Western art music history, and they play works like Strauss and like the William Tell Overture. And of course, in the beginning, they would butcher these pieces completely. And then they would play on for years and sort of develop more and more skill. And in the end of the 70s, they released an album which were them covering pop rock classics. And I think it would be a nice place to end this show, because I'm actually at the end of my list of music that I've brought with me. So sort of ending the program by opening it up and not ending with Dieter Roth. I hope it's been fun for you to listen. I would like to extend my thanks to Cedisfjord Community Radio and The Lake Radio for platforming this program. Also to Skaffeld Art Center for letting me be resident for this month. Also a big thanks to Pietro Christians for your time and for answering my questions regarding the Dieter Roth material. Thank you for listening, and to play you out, here is Portsmouth Sinfonia playing Bridge Over Troubled Water.
traqueur de sang noir à travers notre peau. On en cherchait pourtant la taille et la figure. En souvenir du chien qui, pendant l'agonie, sur ses boyaux fumants, eut l'amitié des mouches. C'était peut-être des milliers, ni batraciens, ni vers de terre ou libellules. Ou peut-être un seul dont la gueule sans mufle est nommée la nuit. C'est une étrange boucherie où l'on entre au printemps pour voir ce qui s'y fait et où l'on reste écartelé avec les autres. Au fond du bleu, il y a le jaune. Et au fond du jaune, il y a le noir. Du noir qui se lève et qui regarde, qu'on ne pourra pas abattre comme un homme avec des poings. Il y a encore quelque chose de la lueur du fond de l'œil. On pourrait encore caresser ce flanc. On pourrait encore y poser la tête et chantonner contre la peur. On dirait que les routes, que même les rues des villes estiment leurs pas. Et c'est dans le respect qu'en est transmis le bruit, jusqu'aux étages où sont les hommes qui n'ont que faire.
Thank you. About, I guess it's been about 6 months ago, Paul Jr. just really felt impressed of the Holy Spirit to begin a ministry that no one had really undertaken. And one night in their home, he had heard rumors that records played backwards had messages to Satan on them. And he got a hold of one and played it in his home. And I remember we were at the Jimmy Swaggart camp meeting in Long Beach, and I got a call to the trailer. And Paul Jr. was crying, and he said, "Mama, Mama." I said, "Honey, what's wrong?" He said, "Mama, I just played that record backwards," and said, "It had praises to Satan." And I said, "Tawny and I are crying." And he said, "It just made the hair stand up on the back of my head." And he said, "I'm going to search into it. We're going to do more into it." So he began asking the Holy Spirit to help him. And people, I got a letter the other day from a little girl. And I'll just say she lives in the Lake Elsinore area. I won't give her name. But she sent a piece of material to us that was written by a gentleman who it was one of the head Satanists in England for many years. His home was called the House of the Beast 666. Well, one of the rock and roll singers lives in that house today. This young girl uncovered a book that was written by this gentleman in 1929, and he began talking, and she quotes pages from this book. It is a written book. It is on the market. It can be bought. And it tells how Satanist people should begin walking backwards, thinking backwards, writing backwards, talking backwards, watching movies backwards, and especially listening to phonograph records backwards. And we have authenticated where it came from and how these messages, they came literally from a guy who was one of the head Satanists of England through these rock and roll singers that come out of England. So we have exposed Satan. Now he is exposed on this backward masking yes. that he's doing. And Paul Jr. right now, in fact, in just a few moments, will be taping the Merv Griffin Show, and it'll be shown coast to coast. And so if you see me run off in a corner and just be praying, you'll know that I'm praying for our son, because he really needs the touch of the Holy Spirit in a very special way tonight. We have had more comments on the programs that Paul Jr. has done on Channel 40, and more kids realized what a deceiver. Do you see what a deceiver Satan is? Jesus never deceived you. He said, "I am that I am. I am who I say yes. I am." Jesus never tried to lie or deceive anybody. Satan has to come in as a deceiver and a liar and put his message on backwards. Yeah. And that, you have to serve somebody, kids. You want to serve the deceiver that puts messages on backwards and tells people to go to hell and that 666 is okay? Or do you want to serve the one that said, "I am he that has come in the name of the Father"? Hallelujah. That is the choice we have. Everlasting truth are the deceiver and the liar. And that is our choice. And that's the choice we're going to. You can make your own mind up. It's your choice. But we want you to know who you're serving. You got to serve somebody. You got to serve somebody.
Oh, praise God. How you doing, sweetheart? Was that good preaching?
Oh, this is just beautiful. I tell you. Beautiful people finding yes. G. Tears, crying. Yes. Just a couple right here could smell alcohol all over their breath, but just gave their lives to Jesus right here at Gazzari's on Sunset Strip. Amen. You know, I was thinking as Arthur was preaching so beautifully about Jesus giving his life for us. And you have to read Papa Bill Hammer's book about what literally happened when Jesus went to hell for us. He literally took the pain of all of the wrath of God, of my sin, and all the sin of everyone, until God had to turn his eyes from his own son and couldn't even look at. But Jesus not only went and died on a cross, but he went into hell so I didn't have to go. He paid it all, and all to him we owe. And you know what I was thinking? I was thinking of our alternative, Satan. He never died for anybody.
No.
He wouldn't give his life for anybody. You know what he does? He takes lives.
Yes.
We see headlines every day of where he's taken another life, taken another life, taken another life. He wants as fast as he can to get souls into hell for eternity with him. And he never died for anybody.
No.
And you serve somebody that wouldn't die for you, never did, never would tell you they loved you, never would give you anything except joy for a season, just a season. But Jesus gives you joy and peace and eternal life and died on a cross and went to hell and took all your sins for you.
Amen.
And now you don't have to go. When you leave this life, you can just be with Jesus.
Amen.
If you don't know Jesus, you have to take the penalty for your own sin. You know, someone said the other night, how can a loving God have a hell? How can a loving parent not punish a child when they know that they're doing what's wrong? It's only because we loved Matthew and Paul Jr., that we took them into the room and spanked them when they did something. That's because I loved them and I didn't want sin to destroy their life. What is love but punishing when something is wrong? That is what love is. And a loving God says those that turn their life to Jesus get heaven and all of eternity with him and Jesus. But those that do not accept Jesus Christ, he has to be just. He has to be right. He has to punish sin, just like we as parents love.
And purge his universe of sin.
Of sin. And that is love. He's purging where we're going to live for eternity of those that do not accept his son Jesus after all he did for us on Calvary and in hell, going to hell for us. So that's our loving God. I heard somebody today say something on television. It just really got to me. Said that because a young actress had died, said it shook their faith in God. Oh, I wanted to call that man and say, God doesn't take life, honey. That was Satan. Satan is the killer and the destroyer and the liar and deceiver and the robber. Jesus gives life and gives it more abundantly. And that's the one we're serving. Hallelujah. You got to serve somebody. And I'm glad we're serving the winner. Praise God.
All right. We're going to keep serving and preaching and singing about Jesus right here from the Sunset Strip in Hollywood, California tonight.
You know, I was just listening to that beautiful song that Crossroads sang. I love him, 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 I love him. And you know, I was just wondering how many of us really do love him. Because Jesus told us what to do if we do love him. And he said, if you love me, you'll feed my sheep. That's exactly what Jesus said. So all of us singing together that song, I love him, I love him, I love him. Let's prove to him tonight that we really do love him by telling somebody who doesn't know about Jesus that Jesus loves him. You know, I heard a little story that never ever leaves me of a lady that was in her home one day and a knock came at the door. And she went to the door and it was a lady from a church that we would call a cult. And she was saying, I'm here to tell you the truth. I'm going to give you the real truth because I have all truth and I'm going to tell you the truth. And the little lady in the house said, oh, says, you don't have the truth. Said, I serve the living Jesus Christ of the Bible and I have all truth and I know the truth. You don't have the truth. She says, I know in my heart that I know the way, the truth, and the life, and I'm going to heaven, and I know the truth. And that lady standing at the door said, "Lady, do you really believe you have the truth?" She says, "Oh, I know I have the truth." She says, "Then why weren't you out knocking on my door?"
Ouch.
If we know that we have the truth,
amen,
why aren't we telling somebody about it? And I'm talking to me too. The other day in the mail, I received a poem written by a little Spanish girl. And I think it just says it so beautifully as to what we're doing tonight in Gazari's nightclub. And I'm just going to read it to you as it was written and sent to me. Are you my friend? My friend, I stand in the judgment now, and I feel that you're to blame somehow. On earth I walked with you day by day, and never did you point me the way. You knew the Lord in truth and in glory, but never once did you tell me the story. My knowledge then was very dim, and you could have led me safely to him. We live together on this earth, but you never told me of any second birth. And now I stand this day condemned because you failed to mention him. Oh, you taught me many things, that's true. I called you my friend, and I trusted you. But I learn now that it's all too late, and you could have saved me from this fate. We walked by day, and we talked by night, and yet you never showed me the light. You let me live and love you and die. And you knew I'd never live on high. Yes, I called you my friend for life. And I trusted you in joy and in strife. And yet coming to this horrible end, can I call you now my friend? God help us all. Father, I don't know when I have ever felt the urgency to plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to cover Arthur Blessed from the top of his head to the soles of his feet right now in a very special way. Father, we know that every word that he speaks right now could mean life or eternal death for those that are listening. My God, we're thinking, and every one of us have on our mind, movie stars that are dying and going out into eternity. And God, they have everything in this life. But do they have anything if they don't have you? Father, help us to reach them all tonight. God, every word that comes from Arthur's mouth, we pray that it's your words touched from the altar on high and sent through your prophet and your servant tonight. God, we will not lose a one that is watching tonight. Under the sound of our voice, in the name of Jesus, we claim every one of them. Satan, I speak to you, and according to Luke 10:20, I take authority over you in the name of Jesus, and I command you loose the minds of those that are watching right now, those that would be making fun in the name of Jesus. souls that were created by God to serve him. And Father, we thank you now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that your blood is covering us all right now. Your words will be spoken right now through your prophet. We thank you for Arthur and his life. But Jesus, most of all, we thank you for your life.
Hallelujah.
And because you live, we can all live and face eternity in joy and peace. And know that if we died tonight, we would meet you face to face, Jesus. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Paul and Jan.
Serve cut, tiny waist, heels on, model face, blunt laced, cut face, sucking dick, out of state. Serve cut, tiny waist, heels on, model face, blunt laced, cut face. Shoes, rich life, new man, ditch, white, spray, tan, pink.
watching you.
Ah, rüzgar,
al beni, savur rüzgar kırdığımı. Sen çöz rüzgar, ah rüzgar.
Bir başka dünya arar.